Hello everyone. Hello, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in Trafalgar Square, London. So what's Christmas time like here? And you can see behind me that Christmas tree, which is gifted by Oslo to London and has been every year since 1946, in gratitude for the United Kingdom being on the Norwegian side in the Second World War. So anyway, behind me now is Nelson's Column, which is the focal point of Trafalgar Square, more or less the geographical centre of London, but enough about that. So some of the revellers are gathering here. It's Christmas Eve, and people are doing some last minute Christmas shopping, and obviously the Christmas decorations up everywhere. And lots of people come from abroad, tourists choosing to spend Christmas here. And some people choose to get out of the United Kingdom at Yuletide, but I think Christmas is the worst time to travel. Train is absolutely packed. They cut down on rail services, bus services, and flights. They're always delayed, sometimes cancelled because, you know, it's too snowy other places, too much ice on the runway, having to de-ice the planes, and so things getting rerouted or delayed at the last minute. So that's a real pain in the neck. And because public transport's not running so well or so frequently, even more people drive than usual. And you know, the snowy, icy conditions can lead to more crashes, having to go slow and so forth. The police suspect everyone of drink driving, often pulling you over, breathalyzing people. Anyway, here's a choir that people are gathered around. You can hear them cantling for a minute. Sorry for the background noise of those fountains. It's nowhere near freezing, which is why they're on, otherwise they'd have them off because they turn to ice. Silent night's a bit too silent. You can scarcely hear, I suppose. Anyway, I can assure you that it's very jolly and tuneful, they're singing. And there's a Christmas market up here, that sort of German-inspired thing. Don't have it usually in around this time of year. Of course, 6th of January is the Feast of Epiphany. It'll all come down on 12th night, as Shakespeare called it. You know, the 12 days of Christmas are the 12 days after Christmas, not 12 days in the run-up. I'll show you what they have. Selling glow wine, so that's German, Glühwein, mulled wine, hot wine, spicy, served with cinnamon in it and sugar, okay, and then various German treats. You see, Käsewurst, Krakauer Bratwurst, Currywurst, as in that's a cheese sausage. I can't really think how Bratwurst is different from any other hot dog. Okay, they're pork mostly. Anyway, so plenty of people here, relaxing, socialising. Today's a Sunday, otherwise Christmas Eve is actually a working day. People normally leave a bit earlier from work. But I was just reflecting how it's, we've already had the winter solstice. 22nd of December this year was the shortest day of the year, so the days are getting long already. That's something to look forward to. And more stalls selling some kitsch if you desperately need a bric-a-brac. What are these things? Supposed to be decorations, some Belgian chocolate. What do you call those special things to put your lights inside? various ceramic things, teacups. Okay, I think I somehow resist the blandishments. Leave these items proper there for sale. Don't really like the wares they're vending. Anyway, and it was very densely packed around Leicester Square, which of course is the focal point of entertainment in the United Kingdom. So many cinemas and theatres around there. Theatre land, they call the West End of London. Right, that's just synonymous with theatrical performances. It's not normally this busy this time on a Sunday, especially in the winter. I'm going to have to head back down to my bike, but you get the idea. I chained it to a railing, so it shan't be easy to purloin. So 10 o'clock tonight, train services stopping. No rail or bus services on Christmas Day. There are a few on Boxing Day. Being Irish, of course, I call it St. Stephen's Day. So more of the Christmas market, and that'll be gone about a week into January. Some places have, ice rinks, like Somerset House or just outside the Natural History Museum and so on. So another row of stalls of all these Christmas market things. So, wow. I think it's to come out early because people tend to get up later on a Sunday, of course, and get a few things before it gets too rammed. I remember here, I was here, my goodness, a year and a half ago. What am I talking about? No, I was here. Was it only 6 months ago, the coronation of the Queen? Was it that? Coronation of the King, sorry. It was that May, because of course she died in September. It was 6 months ago. Well, goodness gracious me. And this is as close as I could get to Westminster Abbey when the action was going on. Somebody said, can I get a good shot of it? Yeah, right. I couldn't get anywhere near it. Anyway, so maybe you've got a bit of the vibe. Picked up the ambiance of Londinium at Christmas, and there are all sorts of pantomimes going on. These are plays they put on at Christmas, which are actually not nativity plays. It's not retelling of the Christmas story, but there'll be, a well-known folk tale, fairy tale, like Jack and the Beanstalk or Dick Whittington or whatever. Some of the ones by the Brothers Grimm, not the Dick Whittington's by the Brothers Grimm. And it'll be a gloriously unsophisticated, a crowd-pleasing effort. And there'll be lots of lowbrow humour, and there'll be some double entendre, which are comprehensible to the adults, but the incomprehensibility of them to children surely makes them safe for a family audience. And there'll be a dame, as in who's played by a man in particularly hideous drag. The principal boy, principal girl. The principal boy may well be played by a young woman, actually. There'll be some sort of love story and things like that. And there'll be some arch villain, and people are urged to boo and jeer and hiss for the baddie and so forth. So it'll be a bit of a morality play, and things, you know, it turns out right in the end, you know. The good guys win, so that's why it's very effective. And there'll be lots of allusions to pop culture, and there'll be sing-alongs, and they'll adapt the most popular tunes of the year and somehow work them into the narrative. So it'll be kind of quite fast-paced and unashamedly, unabashedly lowbrow. All right, so that's enough from Christmas in the very center of London. Thank you for watching my channel. So please make sure you subscribe on Patreon so you can get thousands of videos and articles behind the paywall, and donate on PayPal. You know, don't hold back, it is Christmas time. So empty your bank account, take out a credit card, run up the credit limit and give me everything, okay? You will not regret it. Okay, you will, but I won't. Okay, so goodbye everybody, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.